Pasuk Aleph, for the conductor, a song of the sons of Korach. Pasuk Beis, all nations clap hands, shout to Hashem with a voice of praise. Pasuk Gimel, for Hashem is most high and awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. Pasuk Dalet, he subdues nations under us. This means that he humbles the nations before us. Yad Ber can mean to subdue or to lead, or from the Lashon of Dever, the plague of Dever, pestilence. Rashi explains, he shall afflict the nations with Dever instead of our souls, so that Hashem's anger will subside through them. Pasuk He, Hashem shall choose our inheritance for us, the pride of Yaakov, which he loves forever. Rashi explains that this means, V'yachazirenu l'soicha, V'oz yis'ale b'sru'o v'koil shayfar sheniska lefonov b'shir al oilois v'zivchei shalomim. Hashem shall return us to Yerushalayim, and he will be exalted with the sound of the shofar that we will sound before him over the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, and we will say, Zameru Elokim Zameru, sing to Hashem. Pasuk Vav. The Radak explains that when they will sing and blow the shofar, they will say, Allah Elokim Bisru'ah, Hashem has been exalted with the sound of the shofar. The Ibn Ezra explains that with the sounding of the shofar, the Oroin, the ark, will ascend from the place in which it is hidden. Pasuk Zayin, sing to Hashem, sing, sing to our King, sing. The repetition is for emphasis and denotes constancy. They should constantly sing to Hashem. Pasuk Ches, for Hashem is the king of all the earth. Sing a song composed with wisdom. The Radak also explains that the word maskil refers to intelligent people. Intelligent people, both of Yisrael and the Umayis Ha'olam, will sing to Hashem. Pasuk Tes. Hashem has reigned over nations. Hashem has sat upon his holy throne. Rashi explains that now that his throne is complete and his greatness is recognized, the next pasuk continues, pasuk Yud, the rulers of the nations have gathered together to accept Hashem as the king. Nedivei Am can also refer specifically to the rulers of the other nations that abandoned their idols and came to accept the sovereignty of heaven. Accordingly, this kapitel is describing what will take place ba'acharis hayomim. Rashi also explains that the words nedivei amim refer to those who offer themselves to the slaughter, to be slain for the sanctity of Hashem's name. These are the people of the God of Avraham, who was the first to be Megayer. He was the first Nediv Lev. Now it is known that Hashem has the shields of the earth. He has the power to be a shield for all who trust in him. Ma'oid Na'aloh, on this day Hashem will be greatly exalted above all rulers of the nations. A gathering of this nature may have been held on Rosh Hashanah, since the central theme of this kapitel is the sounding of the shofar, symbolizing Hashem's sovereignty over the nations, which is also the central theme of the piyutim of Rosh Hashanah.